Does someone actually get?
So I'm going. I'm about to leave for a swim. A van pulls up. 20 people come out. Yeah, look at this. They kidnap him, and police then come.
It's fucking Max.
Yeah, they're just kicking the shit out, and they abduct him.
Wait, is that outside Tesco?
Yes.
That's outside Tesco. Oh god, shit.
That
Tesco's a shithole. I know that.
I live in that shithole.
Well, no, that Tesco is bad. I know the tower there, but yeah. It's literally like 2 minutes away from where I live. But yeah. It's like that Tesco's scary.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Hello.
People getting stabbed.
Oh, is that in it? Oh, sorry.
Big intro. But we'll lose all ads. But I'll use it. Hello everyone, I'm Alex and welcome back to another episode of the Internet Sensation Podcast. Today, we've actually managed to get a guest on. Hello Gabe, how are you doing? Welcome.
Hello, thank you for welcoming me on the show.
No problem. You've got a busy schedule obviously because you're training to beat up loads of people.
Yes.
All the time, because that's what you do now. You know, drop pack openings for beating people up.
That's Jake's.
What would you prefer?
Huh?
What would you prefer to do? Pack openings forever or beat people up for the rest of your career?
Oh, they're two good ones. I think Pac and Ronaldo beats it.
Yeah, how many Ronaldos am I getting in that? But yeah, you've been obviously the talk of the town.
Yes.
Right now, especially in all of the UK YouTube stuff because Jake Paul is dodging you.
He's ducking.
There is another word for it.
He's ducking Big Giver.
Well, have you obviously, because we met him at the Challenger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Did you threaten to hit him?
There was one interaction. So it's a charity match. My first interaction with him, very pleasant.
Oh, of course, yeah, football.
Yeah, it was very.
Oh, no, was it? What was it? Oh, what do you mean Challenger Games?
Yeah, the Challenger Games.
Yeah, he's never been to football. He'd be terrible at that. That's what I want to play him on.
1v1. 1v1.
Oh, not Megan.
Yeah, so I met him. He was pleasant. It's a charity event. There can't be any beef. The charity ends, and
You hit him.
No, I didn't hit him. I saw him. And I knew, I know he knows. I said, when we fight him for this WBC belt, and you can tell he was a bit insulted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said, I don't know about you sidemen lot. I was like, hold on a minute.
I'm not in the side. I wish I was.
I'm bloody an easy
I'll take the promotion.
Yeah.
Please, they banged you.
Logan came, said you two should fight.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Logan doing big bits for you then?
But yeah, he's been doing bits. He's been backing me.
Yeah, but he just was dodging you. I think he was so upset because I asked him for a hot dog.
Yeah.
And it didn't go down very well because he was like, I don't want any of these British shot coming up and speaking to me. First of all, he wants a hot dog. He wants a fight.
Yeah.
But it's odd because obviously I read the comments on everything because I've been following it because I don't understand how he can avoid it. And just all of his comments is just you. I clicked on some random, completely like unrelated Eddie Hearn thing today and it's just you versus Jake. Whereas he wants to fight Fousey Tube, right? That's who
he would love to fight Fousey Tube.
Because, I mean, he was also at the Challenger Games and when I saw Fousey there, he looked like he was... He didn't know where it was. Like he looked like he didn't have a clue. So I could see that. I could see why Jake wants to take him on. But
well, the main factor is that Fousey Tube has been training for 1 month.
Yeah.
1 month. That's the main factor why he wants to fight Fousey Tube.
Yeah, and he's also probably after everything that happened last year. Yeah. I'd say he's not mentally strong. Compared to what literally anybody else who he could fight. Yeah. So there's also that Dylan Dallas bloke, who he tries to beef all the time on Twitter. He's like a proper boxer, MMA fighter. Yeah.
Who trains all the time.
Yes.
He's been born to fight.
So like, he won't take you, but he's like, I would like to lose my jaw.
He doesn't mean it. He's just saying that, because Dylan Dallas is pissed. You don't see all the tweets he's doing.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane them going back and forth. It's all about Tana Mongeau.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
What?
Go for Tana Mongeau, then he'll have to fight you.
Go for Tana Mongeau. Tana Mongeau didn't do anything to me.
Ask her for the undercard fight. But do you reckon you will end up getting on the undercard? Really? You've got to say yes.
One month ago, it didn't exist. Now, it's the only option.
All right, so you have managed to manifest it.
I've managed to weasel my way into it. Because if it's anyone else, no one cares, and it's just kind of a letdown. There's too much hype for it.
Yeah, 100%. I don't see. I feel like if he doesn't fight you, then he just won't be on it. Mm. And I think I don't think he'd be willing to miss out on that opportunity. He'd take a few punches. But the thing is, how long have you been training for now?
I've been training since the last fight.
The last fight, yeah.
But diet's been a bit ropey.
You versus Jay, wasn't it?
But me versus Jay, yeah.
Yeah, because I literally turned up just... I got in just when you two went into the ring.
Yeah.
That's when I turned up, because I came all the
way
Who
walked out? Like, it was me that walked out. Like,
yeah, yeah. I think you walked out last, so I just caught you. I was like, who's fighting? Because I saw... And I was like, oh, Jay versus Gip. And I think that went down as probably seen as the best fight of the night, wasn't it?
Like
I thought that one was great. That one, I'd say, just pips Desi Jake Paul, because I love that fight.
Yeah.
I love the Desi Jake Paul one. I wish he was on the undercard again, because Desi was class. I think
Desi was class, but it was kind of a poor performance. I don't want to actually. It seems like I'm just going at him for no reason, but it is true. Desi,
definitely didn't expect it.
All of his Deji's fighting experience has come from Mortal Kombat. Yeah, and no, that's me being serious. So Deji working Jake like that round after round, and actually hurt Jake had the size, the height, the experience and advantage, and Deji worked him.
Oh yeah, no, he had
constantly.
It. Everybody going in was like, oh yeah, Jake's gonna destroy him. And I was just
and somehow,
like, no, he won't.
Sorry for interrupting you, but no, somehow Jake said that he reckons if he swapped out for Logan, he would have done a better job than Logan.
What, against JJ?
Yeah, but he's dead serious.
No way. I mean, my favorite part was just that picture of him after, I think it was like first or second round, and he's covered in blood.
Yeah.
And he looks, and he's kind of there, and he's just kind of, you could see in his head, he's thinking,
oh,
fuck,
shit.
I fucked this. I really didn't think it was going to be this hard. And then obviously, Deji's team threw in the towel, didn't they? I don't know much about boxing, so I had an idea. But for me, I was when it got thrown in, I was like, oh, really? But I don't know.
So if I was Deji, I would be fuming.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because he wasn't exactly winning, but he wasn't getting, like, hurt. He wasn't getting, like, brutally damaged. It wasn't hard to watch. So, like, thrown in the towel was a bit premature.
Do you reckon they just, like, we want to see KSI?
I think they just knew he was gassed. But if I was Deji, I would be beefing my trainers.
Yeah, like I'd rather like lose legitimately than be like, oh, fried the towel.
But you know what it is? Like, don't hurt my fighter no more. Ah.
Yeah. Although I say that, we did that video with Cal Freezy the other day. And I got hit in the head once by Cal. And I threw the towel legitimately. I was like, I cannot do this. Because I've had people be like, you should do the boxing. And I at one point last year, after I watched everybody else do it, I was like, oh, yeah. I just don't know why I got this thought. I was like, maybe if I train really hard, I'd be great at this. And then I went in and did that thing last week, and I was like, no fucking way.
There was a crazy weight advantage. How much do you weigh, for example?
Probably like 5 stone. I probably weigh 5 stone. And then Vidal got in. And everybody was like, you didn't even throw a punch. I was like, because I need to hit me back.
That's what I mean. When fucking Freezy say, oi, Gib, we're going to do like you as like a surprise bloody guy that comes in.
Substitute. So
I ran in. I was like, what, you want me to fucking swing a Vidal right now? No fucking way.
Yeah, everybody was like, I remember who did he take out first in that? Was it?
He swung. I felt like he was going for. I had to duck. Like, I felt it skim the top of my head and I had to run out of the fucking ring.
Yeah, you ran out of the ring. I mean, I saw you run out of the ring and I thought, well, if he's run out of the ring and he hasn't even been hit yet, I said, I don't want to be in the ring and get hit. So then I went in out after you. I didn't even throw one punch. I got in, he went, go, and I was like, yeah, I'm out. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. But obviously, Vidal is one of your trainers, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been training? Literally. How long did you train before the fight with Jay?
Like boxing or just training?
Training.
So, I think... So, I started training when I first went bold. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a weird... I know that's a weird... So,
everybody knows when that was.
Sorry. So, I went... I think... Sorry. I know. Sorry. No, that was very poor.
I'm joking.
So, I think about 3 or 4 years ago, I said if I don't upload...
You've been 3 or 4 years?
I think so.
You've been training? That's mental.
Well, I used to be obese. I'm proper obese.
I'm just really small.
So, what was it? I went bold for a 4 foot for a video. Then I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh fuck, I'm buzzed. Yeah, I'm buzzed. So I was like, I gotta go to the gym. So I used to run on the treadmill and constant PTs used to come up to me. And like, I'm like, they're just fucking looking at me like this fat piggy bank on this treadmill, like asking me if I'm on clients.
But then I hate going to the gym.
Why? Same reason?
Just because people, they look at you and I'm like, don't look at me. I'm like, please don't look at me.
So Vidal came up to me and said, he was trying to sell himself like, oh, I can teach you how to train. He was another PT. I was just like, go away, please. I'm just trying to train. But then I saw him when I finished, I walked off and I saw him shadow boxing in the mirror. I was like, you know what? I need to know how to defend myself. Let me get a few sessions in.
Well, especially after that video you just showed me at the beginning of the podcast.
What?
People getting lynched outside your apartment building. Because I think this is one of the things that I know people who are just tall in general, and people will literally just start on them in the street for like no reason. Mm-hmm. Has anybody recognised you as like big boxing and Eason Gibb and tried to fight you?
Never.
Oh, that's good.
But someone has tried to, what's the word if you're trying to take money from someone?
Oh, rob you.
Like, no, not rob. Like, force you to give them money.
Homeless people.
No. Is it? It's not. I'm gonna say the wrong. It's not escort. It's a word that sounds like escort.
I hope it's not escort.
No, it's not escort. It's a word that sounds.
Gibbs, I'm not gonna pay you. But
extorted.
You
is it extorted?
Yes, no. Extortion.
Extortion. That's the word. Yeah. So I did a brand deal.
Are you sure it wasn't a homeless person?
No, it wasn't a homeless person. I did a brand deal. They don't understand the term of the word integration.
Okay. Yeah.
So I did it. I told them I'm gonna do an integration. I send them the video. They're like, it's all fine. Video goes up. They're like, send us the money back. I'm like, no.
Send us the money back?
Yeah, send us
the money. They'd already given you the payment.
Yeah, they've already given me the money. So they're like, send us the money back. I said no. They're like, cool, we're going to send you a legal letter. What's your address? Me being a dumbass, give them my address.
Why have you done that? Because I already want this legal letter.
Because I was like, go on, send this fucking legal letter because it means fuck all.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 2 days later, Harry used to live opposite our flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was at Harry's. Suddenly, Max comes into the flat and says, "Oi, lad, there's bloody three people in our living room. They've opened, like, they've knocked on the door. I open it, and they just let themselves in." And the two guys I noticed, they're FIFA coin guys. They're sat in my living room.
At Nana, if they don't stop at nothing.
With this 6'5" bodyguard. So I go to him. I'm like, "Boys, it's time to fucking leave." The guy squares up to me. My back foot is shaking, but like, I'm trying to look mean, but like, I'm shaking while he's squaring up to me. Harry and Calix are looking on, and eventually I was like, I'm gonna call the police. But then that's when they fucking leave.
That's what you're gonna do with Jake Paul in the ring.
What? Call the
Jake
police?
Jake steps towards you, goes, I'll call the police. You touched me. Don't lay your hands on me. I'll have you. Oh man, oh, that's terrifying.
It was terrifying at the time. So that's when I actually.
That's when you're like, I'm gonna fight Jake Paul.
No, that's when I actually trained boxing. That's the first day that I trained boxing. I was like, I couldn't defend. I know if they did anything, clotted.
Have you been a fan of like fighting sports for ages? So I know you got the WWE belts and stuff and all that.
Only
that you brought to the Calvary.
I was a fan. That was a UFC belt number one.
Sorry.
Yeah.
This is why I shouldn't do this. People would be like, you don't know boxing. I'm like, obviously.
I knew absolutely nothing about boxing before training boxing.
I think the most practice I've ever had at boxing is Wii Sports Boxing.
Same.
Against that guy with the mustache. He's really
hard. Bad boy on that.
You don't want to fight him in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wii Sports Boxing is probably as far as I went with the nunchucks.
I remember, bro, there were some big brawls happening in my living room back in the day when Wii boxed.
Yeah, you stray punch. That's like the first time you ever get involved. So did you just... Did the boxing thing come along because it was like, all right, this is the Joe Weller stuff and Theo Baker? Or was it, oh no, I just want to get into this?
So I was training with Vidal first, and then JJ found out through Freezy that I was boxing with Vidal. So he came in, he was training boxing with someone else, and he came in for spa with me. And then he realized, like, I'm not saying that I was good, but like, he lost the spa. And he realized that he wanted to train with Vidal. So he came through that, and I think that time Max called me out.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he's my flatmate. Yeah. Originally, Max was like, let's fight on the undercard. I was like, nah, lad, I don't really want to do it. He's like, why are you fucking pussy? Yeah. He's like, I'll dance around you, you little fat bastard. And like, was shadow boxing in the living room.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided, fuck it. He made videos and he got Harry to retweet. There's me looking at Twitter fuming. I was like, fuck, we're doing it.
Are you guys same height? Or because obviously it's height and weight class.
Same height. I was meant to drop 10 kilos. He was meant to put on 6. He bunned it off and didn't put any weight on. I made the weight.
And then destroyed him.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. That was such an interesting fight. You see, my favourite boxer out of all of them is the Halal Ham. He's the one. I wish he was on the undercard.
Yeah.
He's class. I have his gloves downstairs.
You have his gloves?
Yeah, he left of it.
How is Ham doing?
I don't know, because he's George's ex-roommate. So yeah. I remember I bought the fight when I was on the way up just to see him on the undercard. And then I just got there, obviously, to see you guys. What was it like when you walked in to the ring on the undercard and the KSI logo pull one? Because I remember when I just walked in general, like, there were so many people. And I was like, I remember I walked in and I remember being like, holy fuck, I didn't really think it was going to be like this.
It was quite electric, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was like, this is fucking mental.
It was very sick. Especially, I had my own walkout music made by, like, someone that edits music for documentaries, and like I would listen to it over and over again.
Oh, get yourself hyped.
Yeah, while I would train, I'll say, this is what I'm going to do when I walk out. This is what I'm going to do when I walk out. And when it happened, it became like the adrenaline rush that you get when the drop happens. It's just crazy.
I just can't imagine it. Because I it was one of the things where I was sat pretty, I had a really good seat, to be fair. Mm-hmm. So I was like looking directly on to the ring. Mm-hmm. And every single time every person came out, I was like, there's so many people here. Because it was sold out pretty much, wasn't it?
If I'm honest, the lights were so bright, I could only see like the front row.
That's probably for the best. Because I remember I walked in at the, like almost at the top, and I just saw all these fucking people. Mm. And I was like, I would not want to be in the ring. I was like, cause
really?
Just, yeah, because I was like, there were so many people there. I don't know, everything like, because I've been to the football matches and watched. I always wanted to play.
Yeah.
So I need to do another one of those.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. But well, I turned up at the football matches, and you compare that to the boxing. It's just like, it was like, you couldn't compare the two of them.
Well, if you go watch my first fight, when I originally walk out, you can see anxiety screaming on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, screaming. But I turned around, I've had my hood up, and as soon as it dropped, anxiety washed away.
You were just like, oh yeah, I could just...
I'm like, this is fucking it. This is fucking it. I'm fighting today.
I'm going to beat up my roommate.
If I lose, I lose. If I win, it's going to be fucking sick.
I'd probably have the exact same thing if I had a chance to beat George up. I'd just be like, yeah, this is exactly what I wanted.
Who do you reckon would win our fight between you two?
I don't know, because George is one of these people where when he's angry, he's like generally terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a switch goes, and it's like... Suddenly his eyes glaze over and it's like he could kill someone. So I don't know, I don't feel like I've got that in me. I mean, even when we were doing, oh, you could punch people for a joke, I was like, I don't want to do it. But I was more worried that not punching somebody else would hurt them.
Yeah.
I was more worried.
You would hit them and then they would get annoyed.
I've broken both my pinky fingers.
Okay.
By playing goal. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't do this for a while because it used to hurt, like phantom pains.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm terrified of punching anything.
Mm.
That's my big excuse, by the way, for I'm never going to do boxing. Because I broke both my fingers. So I don't want to punch anything because I'm like, this is going to hurt me.
So you're afraid that you punch. But the thing is, with Freezy's video, there's no gum shield. There's no head guard. No one brings hand
wraps.
I only
kind of realised that when I got in the ring. I was like, protection.
It's actually quite dangerous when you think about it. It's quite fucking stupid.
Well, when he hit me, I remember literally being like, because I've also got severe iron deficiency.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you stand up too fast and you go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when he hit me, I was like, fuck me. I was like, I don't know where I am. I didn't know what happened. I was like on a completely different planet. Yeah. I just felt like I was spinning.
He was going for you as well. He's a dick.
Great. Great for the intro of the video. First 5 seconds, it was just him beating
me up. You're getting
clotted. And my brother messaged me afterwards being like, I love that video. And I was like, of course you fucking did. It's a nightmare. I want to see what other questions I've got.
Okay.
On here. How much training do you end up doing a week? Because, I mean, I wanted to start going to the gym, but That's a big commitment.
Is that in general or getting ready for a fight?
Do in general first, and then we'll do
in general.
Fight.
So before it would be just like a PT boxing here and there, and then doing like another sport, for example. But when you're training for a fight, it's like the trench. It's hell. Like once you go training, your day is written off. You're in bed. So I would go and train PT with Leon for an hour. Then I would box with Vidal. And then there would be like a sparring session or something.
I know exactly how you feel. I did 5-a-side last week.
Yeah.
Couldn't walk for 3 days.
You bastard.
It was 20 minutes.
20 minutes? 20 minutes. That's poor.
It was bad. Yeah, I don't even know where to start.
Freeman freezes video.
I'm class at football. For the 5 minutes I play and then I'm out of it for the rest. Yeah. I'm too tired. So when it's coming up to a fight, obviously, mm-hmm. do you have like, I'm sure you must have dietary restrictions. No pizzas. No burgers.
None of that. In my head, I want to look best for the day. Yes, yeah, so I'm like, right.
Oh, I was talking about being trained.
Like 100%. I just want to look good for the day. So for the Jay Swindler fight, we both agreed to be 81.
Okay.
81 kilos. And I was training so hard that I was like, one day I was 79. I was like, Oh fuck. He's going to come in fucking 81.
Pull the Walker's crisps out.
No, bro, I try to eat. And I'm eating. I'm stuffing my face in. 3,000 calories. I can't put the weight on. And I'm a fucking fat bastard. Like, it should be not. I've gone to 90 kilos so many fucking times.
Like, I've changed.
Yeah, I don't know. But when you train that hard, it's hard to compensate with the eating.
Yeah. Because I suppose also it's just not enough time.
No, but this time I'm different. I'm 88 kilos. Lean and fit.
What if Jake suddenly goes, I want you to be 200?
200 kilos? What is he? He's bigger than Jordy. Impossible.
That'd be fucking, he gives you an impossible. He's like, we both have to be at 200 kilos.
He's become a fat bastard, you know?
Jake Paul?
I don't want to know. I'm actually being, he was 82 in his last fight. You see him at the Challenger Games. He looks completely different. Podgy in the face. He's probably about 97 kilos, you know?
Well, Jake. Yeah, I mean, they were, he was pretty good at the sprinting, wasn't he? But in comparison, it was interesting, the Challenger Games, because of the fact that, to digress from the boxing a bit, but when we turned up, we had no fucking clue what was going on, did we?
The amount of time you rate it, but then again, I travelled and paid for flights, hotels, and I did one event. When I was meant to do three.
Yes, so the tug of war got cancelled.
Cancelled.
Do you remember that? But yep. It wasn't really cancelled, it was just forgotten about. Because I don't know about you, but nobody came up to us. Because we were all together.
Yeah.
We were the only people who didn't have pulled hamstrings.
Yeah. And I was meant to do the shot put. Remember we were practicing?
Yeah, and then you suddenly had to run off and do the races.
They said, yeah, you're doing the 1600 meters.
Which left it. It was Bradley Martin, Vitaly, the boogeyman, and me.
Who's the boogeyman?
The big guy.
Oh, the wham don that was eating chicken and broccoli and rice in the changing room.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, versus me.
How did you do
left
that?
Me. I lost.
I remember the shot put. People looked at us and they're like, you boys are fucked.
And that went on the stream for 2 seconds, just enough for people to see me standing next to them. It's just me standing next to them. That was it. So, yeah, because
they didn't show you shot put.
No, I wasn't in anything.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean you weren't in?
So I did shot put and I did long jump and none of them made the stream.
How? How? Surely it was like an event order.
But no, they just.
Wait,
but you didn't even make the stream for most of it. And
you're right.
You had an incredible takeover at the last minute.
I didn't
realise it was you because I was sat there. I was going, yes, Jeff. Well done, Jeff. And then you passed Jeff. And I went, oh, no, Gib.
You know, I'm about to do it. I was like, bye-bye, lad. I started sprinting.
Who did you go past?
So I was with Dax for most of the race. And at the end, I overtook Dax, Jeff Wittick, and I came fourth.
And I think you literally missed out on being on camera by you missed that
10 seconds.
Takeover by literally like 3-4 seconds maximum. Yes. So then you went over to Logan with me, didn't you, afterwards?
Yeah.
And you
I didn't realise you were with
fucking
me.
Livid.
You I were, was!
And it was so funny.
I was livid, of
because
course.
Because it was more funny because after he realised, at first of all, he was looking you in the eyes.
Yeah.
And you were literally, like, what did you say to him originally? Just like,
I saw him walking, he was preparing for the race. And I was like, yo, bro, I just ran. And I just watched it back. I just trained a lot for this. And I watched it back and it's not there. And like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I traveled here to try and like make like a dope video. Can I get the footage? He was like, you're fucked. And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm fucked? I fucking traveled there, lad. Like, I need the footage. And he said, don't worry, I got you.
Yes, he said that 5 times.
Bro, look at this. Look at this. Look at, no, I will show you something.
He said it 5 times, but every time he said it to you, he started walking away from you further. So you were speaking to him and you were getting angry and angry. And he was going, and he's going, yeah, I got you. And then you're like, no, seriously, I want it. He was like, yeah, I got you. And he was trying to run away from
Priya,
you.
Priya, read that.
Yo, is there a space 60? Yes, sir. Sending an email soon. Is it curtains?
He just aired me.
Yeah, he didn't air me afterwards. He was very nice to me. I asked him if he wanted to go out in London. He was like, yeah, sure. And he never messaged me again. So, come on, Logan. We're meant to be we're mates now. So, why are you...
But Harry reassured me it was out of his control. When you stream, for example, you know, he said...
Was it some random streaming people again?
Yeah, so you know when Simon scored at the halfway line?
Yeah.
There's no footage of that either. Only like the replay of it going in.
Yeah.
So when it's streamed by that, the footage is set.
Yeah, because nobody's got any other cameras on
it. Fair enough, it's not Logan's fault.
Yeah, no, I don't think he really had much of a clue about what was going on.
No.
And no, neither did anybody there. Because I remember at one point we were trying to figure out when everything was starting. So it was like me, you, Charlie Morley and Toby. And we were walking around. And we went up to one person. We were like, oh, when's the event start? And they went, talk to so-and-so. So we find them. Mm. And we go, when's the event start? And he goes, talk to Mike. And we found Mike. And Mike went, talk to the first person you spoke to. I was like, great.
It was just, that's what they seem like. They do. Like they just, that's exactly what happened. They sent me to a van. Then if you find the coordinator... And then speak to fucking Vitaly. Oh, Vitaly doesn't give a shit either. Fucking go speak to him. It was awful.
Yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare, that whole event in general. Because I was like, I'll do that. Mm. I won't do the boxing, but I'll do that. And I turned up and I was like, maybe not.
But the fact is, we travelled for it. That was the butthurt thing. I was on a plane.
It was expensive.
For 10 hours. It was expensive.
Because we only got told, I don't know about you, but I got told that I was going to be in it 3 days before the event. That's what I got told.
Impossible, no.
3 days. So I was like, oh, fuck. For ages, I was sending emails back and forth. And they were like, look, we don't know how many people are going to be there yet. And I was like, come on, guys, we've got like a week. But it was like 3 days before the event. And they were like, you're in. Get to Los Angeles now. And I'm like, oh, fuck's sake. So I like panic booked my flights. It's ridiculous, man.
I got a little bit of notes. A week.
Oh, well done.
A week I got.
Yeah, how lucky is that? Is that what the boxing's going to be like? Like, oh, you're on the undercard, guys. You've got 2 days.
Well, currently, what's happened with the polls? Even though the polls are going to be rigged, what's happening? Where's the fight?
Yeah, so we should talk about that. If you guys don't know, Jake Paul did a poll on Twitter where he's asking people to vote. I voted for you, by the way.
Thank you.
And UK Scene hijacked it.
Love that.
He uploaded it with private results. So that he's gone, you guys vote, but I'm not actually going to let you know who won. You have to trust me.
The winner is Soldier Boy.
it's going to be some... But the thing is, how many people actually want to fight him? It's you, Face Sensei.
He called out... Like, there's something a bit... I think he's like... But someone that's so successful, he's a bit fucking stupid at times. Like, it's just a bit bizarre. Like, bro, he's a really successful guy. And he even admits it in his video. He's like, I didn't mean to call out Face Sensei, but just know, I'll knock you out with a left hook.
God.
Bro, he's so dense sometimes.
I almost feel like at this point that he's pretty set on the idea that he's actually going to end up fighting you. But he's just trying to get as many views out of it as possible.
Well, he hasn't fucking made a video. It's been a week.
Or then he is an idiot then.
Yeah.
Maybe he is just generally terrified that you're going to beat the shit out of him.
I think he's upset that it's me. Like, if I'm him, realistically, you would love Fujitsu. One, for the subs. But then again, Fujitsu, not to be deep, I like Fujitsu, but the channel's done. It's done. It's a halas. Like, it's a halas thing. I rate the boxing. I do rate Fujitsu for doing the boxing.
He hasn't done anything in like a year. He's been playing Fortnite. So it's like, all right, it's either fight you who trains or then, fight Mr. Fortnite.
Having this irritating FIFA guy who's making these outrageous statements in his video, yeah, and he's like, who the fuck is this guy? And he gets views, because recently, thank you to the UK boys, my views have been good.
Oh, you've been banging.
My views have been good recently, so he's looking at it, eyeballing, he's like, for fuck's sake.
You're outdoing him at the moment, I'm pretty sure.
By a little smooch, yeah.
Yeah, and I just don't get it. I don't get why he's dodging it. And then also, he's a mug because in his video he did about the press conference, where he just talks about KSI for the whole thing. Because I think he wants to kind of get this one out of the way, and he just wants to fight JJ the next one, if there's going to be a next one.
You reckon there'll be a KSI Logan Paul trilogy?
Well, I think JJ and Jake want to fight each other.
I think, yeah, but winner of the fight, whoever wins, they want that third match.
Did you hear how they were meant to say that they were going to have a winner on the first one?
I saw Stuart. He was like,
Stuart forgot to tell
them. How did he forget? That's a little bit of a bad mistake from Stuart. How did he forget? That sounds like a very important thing to
and now,
say.
Yeah, now we've got Eddie Hearn going around telling people that he doesn't want YouTubers on the undercards, which is so irritating. Because
he's
like,
changing his mind, though.
Yeah, all the time. Well, I mean, first of all, he said he hated the whole thing, and now he's like, oh, it's great, but just them two. By the end of it, it'll be like, we'll have a league.
I think he's understanding the world now.
I mean, I think he knows it's going to make more peas. So he's got to get on it. Because I was watching something about him today where he was talking about it. I'm pretty sure you also put it on your Instagram story. Because he mentioned how you and Jake was like a really popular quest. But he was like, I just want proper boxers on the undercards. But like, some of the most exciting fights on the last two ones were the undercards. I mean, by like a mile.
The Sensei one was good.
Kyle Ham versus Jizzy Jeremy.
No.
That was
no,
the
no.
best one.
We can't say a lot.
Oh, I love that one.
What do you think about the JMX one?
I thought that was class. Who was Joel against again?
Coach Richard.
Yeah, because Joel was so tall.
So tall, 6'6". Yeah. Also, he was actually training with me and JJ throughout the camp.
Who won that one?
Who won? Richard and Joel?
Yeah.
Joel.
Oh, was it Joel?
Jabbed his nut and dropped him a few times.
I would not.
Yeah, actually, I think he got the most drops that night.
Oh, really?
I think he dropped Richard like three times.
Yeah, I missed that one. I literally got there just for you and Jay. That was the last one before Deji and that lot, yeah. So I got to see the best fight of the night. I got in late. Although, I was kind of looking at Logan in that ring and I was like, I don't want to be hit by him. He looks like an absolute monster.
Both him and Jake were hella lean for that fight, but now they're both looking hella different.
Yeah, what do you think's gonna happen for KSI Logan Paul? I was one of the only people who said JJ's gonna win.
I think because I saw JJ recently training at West Ham. He's training hard. I'm guessing Logan's doing the same thing.
Logan seems to be training all the time, or at least he always Instagrams when he is.
But then again, he also had a hamstring injury for 2 months.
And a brain injury.
A brain injury.
That he may or may not have faked.
Why would he fake?
He was like, I've got holes in my head.
Yeah.
He's like, I've got holes in my head, which makes me less empathetic.
Yeah.
Which basically is him going, I film dead people because I've got holes in my brain. And then he goes, but I want to fight someone and get punched in the head with no head guards on.
Well, so, but if he's had holes in his head and he's had the medical test,
then he wouldn't be allowed to fight. So, doesn't add up. Oh no, he's like, does that up? God knows, but Eli.
No one knows. No one knows.
No, he was a lovely man when we met at the Challenger Games. He would have given me a hot dog if he'd had a choice. Jake Paul didn't though, so remember that. Maybe Jake Paul's got a big hole in his head that doesn't let me have a hot dog. And that's why he won't fight you. What? I mean, if Logan's got holes in his head, Jake's just got a big empty circle.
I don't understand it. It's a bit odd.
It's a bit off about the fact that
he keeps going for Dylan Dallas. Dylan Dallas will murder him.
Yeah, he will die.
He will murder him.
Which is why it makes no sense. Because it's like, are you scared? Oh, well, I want to fight an MMA fighter. All right, well, maybe you're just really stupid then.
But he doesn't know. But the thing is, I don't think he's 100% doesn't want to fight it. He's saying it just to kind of back himself. Because he wants to, the people that he actually wants to fight, Foodsy Tube, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy who weighs 30
But you're getting no clout from Soulja Boy and you're getting no clout from Foodsy Tube. And I think he's only doing it for clout. And you're not getting any clout from fighting Dylan Danis, really. The only person who is actually going to get numbers is you. So it makes no sense. I'm thinking it from his perspective, which is, I just want views. I just want money. You pick you. Well, I don't know why you pick anybody else. And if I'm thinking it from, I actually want a good fight, then I'll pick you again. So because you're gonna die.
He's scared of Big Giver.
He's gonna. He's gonna. He will die against Dylan Danis. Like that man will kill him.
Murdered. Actually, like legitimately, like full murder.
And Fushichi will just ascend into a godlike form. And then would steal his soul. So there's no way.
I reckon if Fuji Tube fought. Well, Fuji Tube's fighting this Sunday.
Yeah, because I saw him. Have you seen this?
The face off.
He's been. Fuji Tube's been standing underneath, what, London Bridge?
Yeah.
Shouting at old people.
Wait, you're shouting at old people?
It's the guy he's fighting.
Oh.
But in comparison, he looks way older.
Got you. The guy there.
It was so odd. There was like a crowd and everything. Did you see it? The video on Twitter?
Yeah.
They're underneath London Bridge. You've got the press conference with DAZN, which admittedly was fucking awful.
Yeah.
But then you've got Fuxian man under bridge shouting, filmed on iPhone. Weighing him up, what would you rather have? So odd. Have you seen him fighting? Because he apparently did one a few months ago as well. Yeah.
Fuxian had a fight a couple months ago. Apparently. Oh, with Alex Wasabi.
I think so, yeah.
Well, he's a beginner. He's just started. Like, we're all like I'm a beginner, but he's like legitimately just like put on a pair of gloves recently.
Yeah, unless you'd be like, if I put on a pair of gloves, so I'm gonna fight.
Yeah,
it's not because I think he actually goes to the gym.
He goes gym, but I don't know. He's not.
I don't go gym. If you couldn't tell, by the way.
You look huge, lad.
Thank you. I've been really trying. My motivation is obviously views and money.
Yes.
But what is your motivation for the fight? What do you want from this?
For the fight?
Yeah, what is your... What do you want? What is making you wake up every morning and go, God, I want to just eat Jake Paul?
Legitimately. Like, I don't hate Jake Paul. But you know what it is? It'll be fucking entertaining.
It would be fun if you beat him up.
Bro, he's losing.
I think it's the best thing to do. It would be like... My motivation would have to be... This is going to be really funny.
Yeah.
And that would be the only thing that would get me in the ring. That's the only reason I'd do anything. When Cal was like, you want to get your head knocked in for a video? I went, it'd be funny, wouldn't it? So I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, no, I'm not going in for laughs. But I'm not fighting Jake Paul for laughs.
I'd go there with a big grin on.
I'm going in for pure entertainment.
Yeah, and that's, I think, what it would be. Because
you can't fucking lie, it is entertaining.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Even if, you know what? Because I watched the press conference.
I said I wasn't going to follow the boxing this year. I followed it.
Of course you are. More than anything. It's two of the biggest YouTubers.
You can't help yourself.
Fighting.
You can't help yourself.
I got even like people messaging me, it's my guilty pleasure. Hashtag not guilty, but I've been keeping up with the boxing. Is this going
low happen? Low key, I've watched everything and tweeted about it 100 times. Can you beat up, this is a request.
What?
Can you please beat up?
Who?
Shannon Briggs, you just beat him up for me.
Shannon Briggs, I don't know what, you know what?
I wish he'd shut up.
What is he doing? He used to be a boxer. He was doing the promotional stuff back in the day because he was a self-promoter. But now, he needs to hush his gums.
Mate.
He needs to hush his gums. You can just hear him bellowing.
You should have gone to the design thing. I don't know why you didn't go.
But the thing is, if Shannon Briggs fucking waffling shit, like, you look at him, you're like, what are you doing?
You just can't get a word in.
No, but what, you'd have to tell him, like, lad, you got to shut up.
But the thing is, the Americans love it. They're like, oh, it's
surely
great.
Not. No, no one likes it.
I think they just, the thing is, even if Logan and Jake don't, they're not going to turn around and go, oh, shut up, mate. Do you reckon he'd fight him there and then? Big right hook.
You need to tell him, just like, it's my time. Yeah, it's my fight, not yours.
I don't know why even people like Eddie Hearn haven't got in the way and done anything like that. Did you see the? I'm sure you must have watched, obviously, the whole of the DAZN thing.
What DAZN thing?
The press conference.
Yes.
Do you reckon there's going to be a UK one?
It's cancelled.
Because of Brexit or something. That's what they tweeted. That's
who?
The Americans. They said it was Brexit.
It's not because of Brexit.
I love the idea of it being because of Brexit.
It's not because of Brexit. Like,
Brexit ruins the UK.
I can see why they did it. His dad got fucking smacked. They were in a Rolls Royce. Paint cans were being lobbed at them. And they got booed to Kingdom finish. Like,
yeah,
nobody
liked them when they were here.
Nah. The crowd was, you know, even when I went up, it was intimidating, you know?
But they probably liked you.
They liked me, but no, they were a bit on Jay's side, but like the crowd was.
Oh, TGF fans, they are.
But it was still like the crowd itself, there, it's so loud and it was hella intimidating.
Yeah, TGF fans as well, they're committed. Like,
those I guys. I think I got one of my biggest dislike ratios on responding to
oh, really?
Comments.
I wouldn't want to go up against fucking Jay and Ramel because those guys, like, their audience love them. They'll follow them around on the I did. Truck.
And I won. Did. I'm joking. I love Jay.
Oh, Jay's great. It's such a good fight. Whose fight lasted the longest out of all of them on last year in terms of like round for round?
JJ's and...
Or was it JJ's and
Logan's? JJ and Logan's was full sixth round and a six threes, and mine was four twos. I think only me and JJ went to decisions. Those two fights went to decisions. The Deji fight, the towel was thrown in. JMX won. I think the ref just waved him off. And with the other fights, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I think the JMX one was waved off. Yeah. I remember that. Because he's so... Yeah, because JMX was just...
Peppering.
Monster.
Peppering him.
He's so fucking tall. It's terrifying. I want to see... I asked Twitter for some questions.
Okay.
Let's see. What I got... The first one I got was, do you reckon you could take Alex in a fight?
Should we have a spar?
No. I was terrified when Cal last week was like, oh, Gib, get in the ring. I was like, whose side is he on? as long as he's not against me, then I'm all for it. This is a personal question, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Why have you not done a diss track yet? That's the best part.
I've made one, and guess who it's against?
Who?
JMX. Yeah, it banged views, and I swear, at the time, I was listening. I was like, this is the fucking shit.
Oh, I felt the same about mine.
I was like, I know how to rap.
Yeah.
I watched the back like a week ago. I swear, but like, I'm this close to deleting it. I'm this close to deleting it. It's so bad. And I can't believe, you know what I hate the most?
What?
None of my friends told me this. But you know what they said? I told Fida, I was like, why didn't you fucking tell me this is fucking shit? Yeah, he's like, oh, lad, I just didn't want to be a hater.
How many views did it get?
It got a mil.
Oh, well, who cares?
It got a mil. I'm happy with that.
Exactly, that's class. Yeah, I did my one. I made my one in 5 minutes in an apartment in Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did you send for?
I sent for Will, George, Parasitical, and Kavos.
Jesus.
I went for four men. I was like, I'll get as many names to the top as possible.
The four horsemen.
Exactly, for the apocalypse. And yeah, I did my one. And then Will never watched it for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then he came in when I moved in here. And then he was like, that was actually really good. And I went, have you only just watched it? And he's like, yeah. So nobody checked my send, but I am. People want me to do another one. But the issue is, I feel like if you do a diss track, it then leads to boxing. So I'm like, nah, no more bars from me.
Yeah, diss tracks are long. I can't be asked for them anymore.
Yeah, especially now you got to have like a production team. You got to do like a proper.
It's got to be super personal. You got to bury that man.
Yeah, you got to like dig up something from his like sixth grade or whatever they do in America.
Can't be asked for that.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. I it's not something that I'm interested in at all. Another question that people on Twitter asked, what the fuck are you doing?
Sorry.
It's going to be the background of our podcast.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. Who is the best YouTube boxer out of all of them that you've seen?
The best YouTube boxer?
Obviously me last week.
And Easton Gibb.
Wow, good confidence. That's a Zlatan Ibrahimovic answer, that is. I am the best.
I am.
All right, apart from yourself, who would you pick? Jake Paul.
Jake Paul is fucking near the bottom. He's near the bottom. Like, Deji took him to the fifth round, and Deji was eating TGI Fridays and playing Mortal Kombat all the time. I rate Deji so much that he actually took
him. So do I. Because you know he used to care.
Logan Paul and JJ, they're both fucking... It's a fucking draw.
It was a fucking draw.
It was like, when you watch it at the beginning, Logan had it, then at the end, JJ had it. So they're both equal. Sensei's been doing it since he was a kid, so
yeah, I suppose he wins.
Technically, he has been the most sound because he's grown up doing it. So I guess Sensei.
Yeah, I'd say that. Oh, I suppose Vidal bangs views now, so he counts.
Vidal has a four on the undercard. He doesn't count.
Nah, yeah, he doesn't really count.
He's a professional, like a proper professional.
I want you versus Vidal.
He would smoke me so quick.
Have you sparred him?
There was one time I was actually very angry with him. There was we're doing like a normal spar, and in my head it played out differently. There was like a class that came, and I thought he wanted new clients, so he pepped me. I was just eating jabs, and the thing is, in my head I'm getting furious with this, and he really hurt me. I come back and I look in the mirror. I'm like, my face is fucked. He's fucked up my face. I've gone home and on the next day I said, bro, you really fucking hurt me yesterday. You know, I said, you didn't fucking have to do that.
This was me to Cal on WhatsApp afterwards. You really hurt my, not me physically, but my feelings.
That's the only time I sparred. But so, I think JJ's had it the worst when he sparred Leon. Have you seen it in the documentary?
Yes. I mean, the documentary was very interesting, especially the ending of that documentary.
Which one? Wait, there's only one, right?
The one, yeah.
Wait, is there a second?
Yes, there's only one.
Yeah.
We were at the premiere for that.
Yeah.
Because I remember the ending of that was so interesting. I end it by they ask Calix and Simon and all of Jay. So he beats Joe, and it's like really great. And you're thinking, oh, obviously it's going to end there on a great high note. And then it just goes to all of JJ's mates going, Logan Paul's going to batter him.
Wait, what? Then,
yeah, do you not remember? I was watching it and I was like, I was looking at JJ. I was right at the back, right? I was looking at him and you could see he was getting like angrier and angrier. Yeah. And I was looking at it, I was like, and then everybody's going around and they're going, he's just not, and this is on the screen and he sat with all these mates and everybody's going, yeah, he's just not been training, and they get that psychic in. I'm sorry. So he gets and then they get that psychic on Skype.
A psychic?
Do you not remember this? Get a psychic on Skype.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't think he's going to win. And then the documentary ends.
That's a sick ending to a documentary, to be
fair.
And
they bring JJ on stage.
What did he say?
And he just went, I don't know how I feel about that ending.
That's pretty funny.
He was fucking, I think he went home afterwards.
Did he? That's very funny. I think he was like,
nah, I'm not, I don't want to.
Galax smashed it.
That's gonna be your documentary. So thanks for watching, everybody. And Eastman Gibb is going to lose.
What? What?
He's not been training properly.
I'm training so hard. I've been training too hard.
When was the last time you had a hamburger?
A hamburger 3 weeks ago.
Great. So he's gonna win.
Yes.
Jake Paul's probably been having him all the time.
Yeah.
What do you reckon he does on his vlogs? I suppose I'm gonna see if there's any more Twitter questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the people are saying.
Okay.
To be fair,
this is my first podcast.
You've been doing great, mate.
I was a bit anxious when I first started, but I feel like I'm relaxing into it.
You got nothing to worry about, mate. It's all good. Let's see, we've got 65 responses. Mm-hmm. Most of the people asking you to beat me up.
Sorry.
I dare you to knock Alex out live. It would be epic. Do you think you could take Alex in a fight?
Sorry, lad.
Why did you start boxing? We pretty much already asked
that.
Yeah. Let's go, champ.
Love that.
People want to discuss the weather. It's pretty all right, to be fair.
Pretty miserable.
Everything is now let's go. Somebody said, this is a question for you. Can you ask KSI to stream the fight not on DAZN, please? Yeah, thanks. We got Gibb on and that's what you're asking.
Can you speak to
JJ, please? Oh, you've got to love to see it. If you do fight Jake Paul,
mm-hmm.
who do you want to fight next, if there was another one? Don't say me. Please.
Who is there to call? This is the problem. This is what happened when I met Jake at the Challenger Games. Me, him, and Logan, we spoke. There's only a handful of people that can do this.
Yeah, but really
there's only a handful of people. And the thing is, no one sees someone that hasn't trained and can't fight. So, yeah, like, who is there to call that?
Well, people were saying,
technically, I'm a pro boxer after this, so
true.
What? Am I going to go for the world, like, fucking belt or something?
You versus Anthony Joshua.
Never.
People are saying that they reckon you could take Fusichib out. Well, I think most people who actually have trained can, because he's only just started, so I don't think that's very fair.
No.
And then people were saying, is it official that you'll be fighting Jake Paul? Have you heard anything back in the last week or anything?
I have heard, the first thing that I saw was Eddie Hearn
yesterday
speaking about it. Yesterday.
And what did he say again? Just
was something.
Oh right, I reckon Gibb's gonna not. People want Gibb, but I want professional boxers.
No, I thought he said it in a positive. Or is that just my deluded mind going at it?
I think it's just Eddie Hearn being Eddie Hearn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he knows.
It was something about how are you gonna keep these viewers still.
Yeah, I think he was interested. Saying, yeah, I think he
and
was
he said, "Oh, you're hinting towards Anderson Gibb versus Jake Paul." Well, we want people to take it seriously. We're going to think about it type of thing.
Yeah, I think he saw that you're quite clearly by far the most popular person.
Mm. The click to tweet was genius.
Yeah, exactly.
Genius.
Absolutely brilliant.
Genius.
What is your favourite thing about boxing? Like doing it in general? Is it like staying fit? or would
number
it be
one, I'm no
beating
longer,
people up?
I'm no longer fat.
So that's the big win.
I'm no longer fat. Number two, the event's just sick. The event was like actually like a very like big box to tick off in my life. Like I was like, wow, this is like
it's a huge thing. That's why I did the Challenger Games, because I was like,
Challenger Games is not there.
I mean,
it's not there.
30
as well.
People turned up to watch us. Yeah. And somebody asked me to prom when I was there.
Yeah.
And I was like,
say yes.
I don't want to go to prison, Gib.
Oh no. Oh shit, I forgot that. Yeah, oh sorry.
What a fan.
I forgot. People, some people ask like bloody Kate Upton. I'm digging myself a hole here. I was gonna say people
right,
ask
so
Kate,
guys, if Gib does get on the undercard.
I'm not gonna know. If there's any prom questions, I know I'm gonna say
ask
no.
Ask him to prom.
I'll have to say no.
It'll be available. He said he'll say yes.
I was gonna say people ask bloody Kate Upton and Selena Gomez to go prom.
Kate Upton, again, if you're listening, Selena Gomez, go to prom with me. What would you think of an official YouTube boxing division developing with its own bouts and tournaments outside of big events?
I made this.
That was tweeted by somebody who made an account called YouTube Boxing Division, so they're already up for it.
Love that. I actually made one. Where is it? Sorry, let me go. We're all on our phones right now. This looks lovely.
This is how podcasts work, everyone.
Most
people do audio only, so you can sit and just fuck around, whereas we've got cameras on so people can see that we're not paying attention.
I can't find the picture, but I made a...
Wasn't it that graphic?
Yes, it'll be on my
Twitter.
Oh, you
made a graphic.
I made a graphic.
In Photoshop or Paint?
Photoshop. I paid someone to do it. Where is it? Yeet. Look at that.
Class, let's see this.
There you go.
Oh, brilliant. So you got the rankings on.
Yes.
KSI, one. Is that say one win, one loss?
One draw, your number. There you go. Win, loss, draw.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm thinking about it like it's football.
Yes.
My bad. It says a lot about me.
Yes.
Yeah, Jake Paul, Logan... Oh, yeah, so I suppose you and JMX got two wins.
Yes, 2-0, and it's about to be 3.
Yeah, then you got Overflow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, loads of people on there.
So I made the division of people that have taken it seriously. So this is, like I said, there's only a hand people. There. KSI, Jake Paul, KSI and Jake Paul both have the belts. Logan Paul, me, JMX, Faye Sensei, Raka Raka. I want to see Raka Raka fight again.
Yeah, they were good.
They were very good. Deji.
Did they both fight, or was it just...
It was... So there's one that's class at editing, then one that's class at doing stunts. It was the one that did the stunts. I don't know the... It's very bad of me.
I saw him the other... Was he in the clown costume?
I think it was Michael.
Challenger Games, yeah.
I think it was Michael.
Yeah.
No, that's not Michael at the Challenger Games.
Oh, is it not?
What's the
I can't remember.
I feel awful. This is really bad.
Terrible.
I've met both of them. I like them both.
Well, I've only met...
I'm sorry.
I've only met
Mr.
Mr. Clown, so... I love their videos.
They're the Ronald McDonald.
That's the issue
best.
We're having two... We're having a channel that is co-owned. Like, I don't know. Who's KSI, who's Simon Miniman? I just call him the side man.
Oh, my God.
Every time
oh
I see him, I go, are you the side... You're the side man. You're side man one. And you're side man two.
Jesus Christ. You know who always gets mistaken for Simon?
Hey.
Freezy. All the time.
Because they're both tall?
I think so. They don't even look alike.
Well, you totally take the battery out. You just unhook it if you want, mate. It's all good. You got cameraman on this. I'll call away.
Yeah.
It's all on Gib now.
It's Big Gibber. It's me.
Yeah, but all of the people are just saying, why is Jake Paul ducking you? But honestly, we wouldn't
he's
know.
He's scared of my huge, enormous muscles.
Literally, yeah. He's...
The biggest 5'8" man that anyone has ever seen.
Got a question from Jake Paul. It says, can you leave me alone?
Mate, well, lies. I know. He Eddie Hearn's going up to him. So, we want you to fight Gib. He's in, on the floor, holding his hands in
his
head.
I reckon he just ignores his messages.
No.
I reckon he just ignores his messages. I reckon he just doesn't bother.
So, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Look at him with the KSI stuff when he saw him in the hallway.
Oh my God.
You should get a tailor.
Thing is, you know...
Fight Gib.
When I saw it, I felt like a little bit sorry for him because I've been there. I saw the anxiety. I've been there, lad. Where you saw the anxiety rush to him, but then again...
That was me when I asked him for a hot dog. I was like, can I have a hot dog?
But it's also funny to see him scream. Do you see what he said in the video?
It's the fact that he chats so much shit in that video. He did so much in that video, it was made him look like a mug.
You see what he did afterwards? He was like... Why are you nervous, bro? Bro, I'll scrap you right now. Why didn't he?
And then he went on to say something about, oh, KSI looks like a transitioning woman. And I was like, stay classy, Jake Paul. Stay classy. Things you love to see. No. But I reckon That's about an hour on here, so I suppose we can...
We've been waffling for that long.
Yeah, we really have. That's how it goes on here. And I've run out of funny boxing questions because everybody's just asking you to beat me up, so...
Well, just before it ends, thank you for letting me on.
No problem. Thank you so much for coming on, mate.
I also want to say sorry if I interrupted you. I did that.
Oh, no, I do that all the time as well. That's what I do on these podcasts, so that's what I want.
Did I?
Yeah, that's what I do. I love to do it. But yeah, thanks so much for coming on, mate. Good luck.
Thank you, lad.
I reckon if Jake Paul does reply and he should, he's going to watch the whole thing.
Oh, one last thing, because he will watch this, because he actually doesn't... He has like an idea who I am, but he doesn't know exactly. So, Jake,
give him a message.
If you're fucking watching this, you don't want the smoke! I'm bringing 12 rounds to a 6-round fight.
Don't bring a gun!
No, 12 rounds of fighting! 12 rounds of fighting to a 6-round fight, you don't want the smoke.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good one. See ya.